Today's Tanya for the third day of Elul, Gimel Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh Yud, Simen Yud, Igeres HaKedesh 10, and it's on page 446. The Alter Rebbe is saying that when a person gives tzedakah as a mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, then, like all other mitzvahs, the mitzvah has its limit. The Gemara says a person should not give more than a fifth of his earnings. But when a person is giving tzedakah in order to reach the higher God, the higher light, the light called the Chesed Elyon and Zav Chesed, in order to bring that infinite light to fill in all the lapses and all the flaws that he caused and created in his neshama and his nefesh, through his sins, then it is no longer the mitzvah of tzedakah, but it is the healing of the soul, and then there's no restriction, there's no sin, no violation in giving more tzedakah than a fifth of one's earnings. Top of the page, 446. V'hine midas chesed zu bli gvul umido. This chesed that is without limit, that is drawn down through a person's giving tzedakah without limit, is nikras al shmei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This chesed is called by God's name. It's called Chasdei Hashem. Kidechsiv, as we find in the pasuk, the chesed Hashem me'elam va'adelam. This chesed Hashem is an infinite one, which is why it is called by God's name, very different from the other level of chesed that is called chesed olam, the chesed of the world. This chesed Hashem, is what is drawn down through the tzedakah that a person gives. It is drawn down, may olam v'ad olam, into the world. Ki hagam shekol Yisrael hem rachmonim, v'geim lechasodim, because although all Jews are compassionate and generous by nature, b'ram yesh gvul mido l'rachmi ha'adam. However, that instinct or that impulse for kindness and for generosity is limited, as is all things in a human being. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra Ein Seif Baruch Hu, but God is called infinite, ulimideis of Ein Seif, and His attributes are infinite, kidechsiv kilechol urachamov, as it says, His compassion is endless. And that's why the Novi is saying, after the Churban, in the time of Golus, Chasdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, the kindness of God, not the limited kindness, Chesed Olam, but Chesed Hashem. The Chesed Hashem is necessary. We need an infinite Chesed ki lo yisamnu, because we are not perfect. And it's obvious that we're not perfect because there's a golus, there's a churban. Pirush fi shalei tamnu, because we are not perfect. She'enonu tmimim ushleimim belishum chetu pegam benefesh ubehelim esoyenim. We are not whole without, we are not without blemish in our soul and in the higher worlds. Al kein tzrichem onu lehisnaik b'chasdei Hashem. Therefore, we have to conduct ourselves not with a finite chesed, but with a chesed Hashem, with an infinite chesed. And that explains the pasuk that Alter Rebbe asked in the beginning of the letter, that the simple meaning of chasdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, is that God's kindness has no end. But then, grammatically, it should have said lo yisamu, not lo yisamnu. Leisamnu means we don't end, or we are not complete, from Lashon Tamimus. So because we are not complete, that's why we need Chasdei Hashem, we need to give endless tzedakah. Sheheim bli gvul v'tachlis, kedei le'eder aleinu rachamim v'chesed ilo, in order to arouse for us or towards us an infinite compassion and an infinite chesed, shehu rav chesed v'rachamim bli gvul v'tachlis, that is also an endless, infinite kindness from above. K'mei shekosuv ki lechol urachamav, as it says, his compassion is endless. B'zehu sh'amr rizal, ein Yisrael negolim ela b'tzdaka. And this is what the sages said, that Jews will be redeemed only through tzedakah. She'yasu gamim yihyu p'tudim medina. This is the tzedakah that Jews will do, not as a requirement in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah, but tzedakah that Jews will give even when they're no longer obligated to give tzedakah. Ki ein ben David bo, etc. Because we're told that that Mashiach will come only when there will be no money left in the pocket. That Jews will be very poor. And when a person is poor, he's not obligated to give tzedakah. And even then, we will give. And that's what will bring Mashiach. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the third day of Elul, Gimel Elul, the Rebbe writes that Hamaimin Bahashgacha Pratis, one who believes in divine providence, Yedeya ki me Hashem mitzade geve kenono, that it is from God that our steps are guided. Asher neshama zu tzricha levarer ulesakin eize birur v'tikun b'mokim pleni, and that is that the neshama, each neshama, has its particular role, a thing that it needs to fix and to elevate. Omeyes bishonim, and for hundreds of years, a gam mishas b'riyas olam, in fact, it may even be from the beginning of creation, hine hadover shetzorach lehisbarer, lehistakin, that which needs to be elevated or fixed by this particular neshama, that portion of the world, that object, mechakel le'isa ha'neshama, waits for that neshama, shetovei levarere ulesakne, that it should come, the neshama should come, to elevate it or to fix it. V'gam neshama halazu, and also this neshama, hine me'oz ne'etzlo v'nivra, from the time that it was, that it came into existence, from the time that it was created and from the time that it emanated from God, he mechakel lizman yiridasa, it waits, the neshama waits, for the time when it will come down into this world, levarer ulesakein es asher hutal aleha, to fix and to elevate that which is its assignment. This, the Rebbe says, ever since it came into being, because prior to coming into being, it doesn't want to be born and it doesn't want to come down into the world. But once it is emanated and once it is created, then it is impatient to come down into the world and fix and do and carry out the mission that God places on the neshama.